Bezat Shem's book will begin Perek Shein of the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shvi'is Asa and the laws of resting on the 10th of Tishrei in the Sefer Zman book of Designated Times, which in this Perek we discuss the halachas of the actual fast of Yom Kippurim itself. As Rambam begins halacha off regarding the measurement of what's forbidden to eat and drink, ha'echel b'Yom Kippurim, if someone eats on Yom Kippurim, machalon haru'uyim lecha la'adam, foods that are edible for a person to eat, ka'kaisevas hargas, like the measurement of a fully ripe date that's almost ready to dry up, that's large. Shipochas mikabeya kamat, it's a little bit less than the size of an egg. Rezachayev, he's going to be liable for the ister of eating on Yom Kippurim. And b'chol ha'cholim, it's start from the shezel. All different food items will combine for this measurement of the kaiseb sagasa. Evechina shezel mashkin. So if someone drinks beverages, so the English is adam, which are fit for a person to drink, kamaloyim lugmav shal shezel, like that of a cheekful of the one who's drinking it, of every person according to the size of his cheekfuls. Chayiv is going to be liable. Now, become malay lugmum. What is this measurement of cheekful? So it's kadesh yisalkum tzad echad. It's actually that if you would push the liquid in your mouth to one side, it looks like it's his cheekfuls. I mean, it doesn't mean both cheeks are full. Rather, it means to say that if you would push it to one side, it would be sticking out. It looks like it's cheekfuls. That is the measurement of liability. Now, this measurement by a medium type of a person is pachas merviyas, is less than a reviyas of a loig. But again, it depends on the person, how big they are or small they are, regarding what the measurement would be. And b'chol ha'mashkim and stuff on the shezen, all liquids would combine for this liability. If you drink a little bit of this beverage, if it's that amount, would be liable. But v'achil v'shtia im stuff on the shezen, but eating and drinking don't combine for one measurement. And the reason for that is because the sages knew that that would not appease a person. Therefore, that would not be a violation of the mitzvah of inui. You'd still be afflicted even if you had a combination of the two of them, unless you have from each one independently this year. Halacha beis, echad ha'ich la'achol ha'matar. Whether someone eats permitted foods, or eat things that are forbidden, for example, pigul, which is a carbon that the one who's doing the avodah had in mind that it should be sacrificed or eaten beyond its time. So even if it wasn't, it inherently, intrinsically has this in psul in it. Or benicer, a carbon that actually was kosher, but it was left over at the designated time, which is also forbidden. Or vetevel, untithed produce, which is forbidden, or an animal just died, or wasn't slaughtered, or trafus, or even was slaughtered, but it had a mortal defect. Vechelib, or certain parts of the fats of the animal which are inherently forbidden, or dam, or blood. So, but still, since he ate edible things, it's just prohibited. That would be a liability of karas for eating on Yom Kippurim. Halacha gimel. Now, if someone eat or drink less than the measurement that we described, in the chayiv karas, not going to be liable for the punishment of the death of karas. Although biblically it is forbidden, even half of the measurement. But in chayiv karas, the liability of karas is only going to be if one consumes the measurement of that we mentioned. Now, if someone eats or drinks the half of measurement, we give him the rabbinic lashes, but again, not the biblical, because there's no punishment for less than the shir. Halacha dal. So let's say he ate a little bit, less than the shir, but then he went again and ate. So it depends. If there is from the beginning of the first eating, ad seif achila achreinim, meaning from the beginning of the first eating, ad seif achila achreinim, until the end of the last eating, so it's got to be from the beginning of the first eating, until the end of the last eating, if there is kedei achila sholesh beitzim, within the time from eating three eggs worth, which in Talmudic terminology is called kedei achilas pras, which pras means half of something, it means to say half of a loaf, which the loaf of is six eggs worth, so that would be half, the Rambam holds is three, some say it's four, which is half of eight, but the measurement of time that it takes to eat that amount, which is somewhere 9 minutes, 8 minutes, 6 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, different opinions, but then Harei Lo Mitztarfes Lo Kashir. Then they're going to combine for the measurement because you ate in that time frame, which is like one act of eating. If not, it was longer than that. Aim and start for like a shir. They're not going to combine for the measurement, and it's like you ate chatzi shir, so there wouldn't be a liability. You ate chatzi shir, again chatzi shir, again chatzi shir, and it wasn't one act of eating. So to shasa ma'at. Someone drank a little bit. B'chaz v'shasa, then he drank again. If there is from the beginning of the first act of drinking, at soiv shti achren, until the end of the last act of drinking, kadesh shti es revias, the amount of drinking a revias, it was in that time from how long it takes to drink a revias, then they're going to combine for the measurement. Not going to combine. We don't see it as one act of drinking. But if someone ate something that, not that it's forbidden, but it's actually inedible It's not things that are fit for a person to eat. Asav mamorim, the bitter herbs. Israf mabu'ubishim, or these foul saps that come out of trees. Ishashasa mashkin chain rum lishti, or you drank some type of beverage that's not fit to drink. Again, for example, tsir, which is the water that comes out of salty fish. Oy murgis, or the fats of fish that come out of the salty fish. Or raw vinegar. Even they ate and drank tons of it on Yom Kippurim, he's a part of the car, he's going to be exempt from the liability of cars. I'm not going to listen to Makkah's, but we do give him rabbinic lashes for consuming these items. Halach above. But if he drank vinegar that was diluted with water, oh, that's already edible, that's chayiv, it's going to be liable. Or our case is pil pilin vizangvil yavish. If someone drinks pepper, meaning not the peppercorns, or dry ginger, okay, it's some type of thing. Pati is exempt because that's not normal for people to eat. It's not considered edible things. But moist ginger, chayiv is going to be liable. Ochel ali gefanim, if he eats grape leaves, that's pati. People don't usually eat that. But lovi gefanim, but grape shoots, chayiv is going to be liable. Eveilahim lovi gefanim, what type of grape shoots are we talking about that one would be liable for? Kosher livlevu be'eretz Yisrael, anything that blossoms in there, it's merishon by Yom Kippurim. From merishon until Yom Kippur, which then they're still moist and soft, so it's fit for eating. But Yashalzah, more than that, Hadim Ke Eitzim, then it's just going to be like a piece of wood, the potter, and again, it's not considered edible, and he'll be exempt. And Mechen Kirit Zabel, anything similar like that, would have the same halacha. Halacha Zayin. Achol Tzali B'melech. If someone ate a roast with salt, so Mitzdar for Melech Labasa, the salt combines for the meat, for the shear of liability for eating a food item. Tzir Shlagabi Yedek, brine on vegetables, Mitzdar would also combine. Well, why would it combine? One's a liquid, one's a solid. Didn't we say they have different halachas? They don't combine? Yeah. Because that which prepares the food item, that's mixed with the food item, it's considered like the food item. So the dressing is like part of the vegetables that you're eating, and hence it would have the same halacha as the vegetables. Now, if someone's already full from the large amount that he ate already, until he's disgusted with food, and then he eats more than his satiation, he's overeating on Yom Kippurim, pati would be exempt. It's like he ate food items, not fit for eating. Because even though this excess food that he's eating is edible for a hungry person, but it's not fit for anyone that's full like this, and for him it's considered inedible food, and hence he would not be liable for eating it. Halacha Ches, now regarding who's exempt and who's liable for eating on Yom Kippur. So chayli shish b'sekanav, there's a deathly ill person. I mean, there's a person that's ill, that there's danger to his life. Shashal lechol b'Yom Kippurim, that he eats, that he asks, he wants to eat on Yom Kippurim. So av b'yishar leifin habikin oimrim, even though the professional doctors say, in the tzarach, he doesn't have to eat, mechil noisi ha'pi'atzim, when we have him eat based on his own request, at shiyah medayim, until he says, okay, it's enough, I don't have to eat anymore. Now amar chayli, let's say the sick person says, in the tzarach, I don't have to eat. V'reif amar tzarach, the doctor says, no, he's got to eat. We make him eat based on what the doctor is saying, because maybe the sick person is afraid and he doesn't really sense how sick he is because of his illness. But as long as the doctor is a professional. Now, let's say one doctor says he's got to eat. The other doctor says, no, in the tzarach, he doesn't have to eat in the kibbutz. We make him eat based on the doctor says he has to. Let's say some of the doctors say tzarach, he has to. Some doctors say, no, he doesn't have to. So we go after the majority opinion. Or the ones that are the specialists. As long as the sick person doesn't say tzarchane, that he doesn't voice an opinion to say I need to. If the sick person says I need to, then we will have him eat even if the majority or the professionals are saying he doesn't have to. Now, let's say the sick person doesn't say that he needs to eat. The nechel karayfim and the doctors are in disagreement. And they're all professionals. And you can't say majority either, because the equal amount of doctors say he doesn't have to is equal to the amount of doctors say he does have to. So then, with that suffix, we're going to have him eat on Yom Kippur. Halacha tes. Ubara sheherichah, a pregnant woman that smelled food on Yom Kippur, and she got an appetite and she feels like she needs to eat. Lechashon la ba'azna, we whisper into her ear, she Yom Kippurim, that is Yom Kippur. In this gada daita bizikar, and say, if she calms down her consciousness with the memory of okay, Yom Kippurim, mutav, that's the best. If it doesn't help, so we have her eat until she calms down. If someone is possessed by this illness of hunger, and you see it where the person's eyes become faint and they can't really see well, Mechil noisei at she'ura enav. We give him to eat until it illuminates his eyes. And v'fil nevelis, even unslaughtered, not kosher meat, shkatzim and vermin. Mechil noisei b'yad. We give the person to eat right away, whatever it is. V'mashu noisei at she'imatzu devar m'tam. We don't wait to see until we get kosher food. We give him whatever it needs to keep the person alive. Halacha yud. A katan ben tesha shanim. A boy at the age of 9 years old, if he's healthy, or ven estashan, or 10, if he's a little bit weaker, mechan chanois l'shois, we already train him to fast a certain amount of hours on Yom Kippur. Ketzer also, ha'yirog alecho b'shtei shois b'yom, if the boy would always eat 2 hours into the day, mechan chanois l'shois, we made another hour, 3 hours into the day. Ha'yirog b'shalosh, we usually eat 3 hours into the day. Mechan chanois b'arba, we have him eat 4 hours into the day. L'vikoy ha'ben, according to the strength of the child, meshivan l'anasais b'shois, we add on to afflict him proportionately more hours into the day. Ben achas esther shana. Now, when they're 11, ben zacha ben nekeba, whether a boy or a girl, misanu umashlim, they fast and they complete the fast midivrei sefer from rabbinic law. They lechan chabim mitzvahs to train the child in the mitzvahs. Haluchir aleph. Now, bashteim esther shana b'yemechad, a girl that's 12 years old, uben shleish esther shana b'yemechad, and a boy that's 13 years old. Shadiyush they sagas that they brought 2 pubic hairs. So they're like adults for all halachic purposes. They reach the age and the status of the body. And they have to finish the fast from biblical law. But even if they had bar or bas mitzvah, but they didn't bring the 2 pubic hairs, they're still minors. They only have to complete the fast from rabbinic law, like we said, from age 11. Cut and true poches mi ben tesha, a boy that's a child that's younger than 9 years old, ema an noise bim kippurim, we don't afflict him in kippurim, kadishalo yovel disakona, that it should not bring the child to a situation of danger. Even if he wants to be stringent, we don't let him, we don't want them to fast because it would be dangerous to their health.